Friday, baby. Yes, so needed. Snow FM at breakfast, guiding you towards the weekend. Morning, Jordan.
Oh, Simo, I'm walking wounded this morning.
Oh, hell. What's happened?
Oh, well, you know I enjoy playing a little bit of cricket.
Oh, yes.
Happened to be playing last night.
Hmm.
And very much injured my right calf, so I can barely walk.
Oh, really? Did you cop a ball? Is that something that happened?
I had a bit of a double whammy. I kind of... Someone bowled a bouncer. I kind of ducked out the way, and ooh. I kind of, as I was getting back up, I'm like, "Oh, that doesn't feel quite right."
Right.
And then, yes, the very next ball, someone bowling 130k smashed into the back of my leg.
Have you guys got the what do they call them? The radar out there to work out how fast you're going?
No, we didn't have the radar. We just kind of do the bowler kind of decides the radar. Yeah, that was about 150 odd, I reckon. Yeah, it wasn't. It was about 70, but still,
it's the look test, like the observation test. You'd be like, that looked quick.
Yeah,
so that probably was quick.
Yeah. So, Simo, yeah, so I can't barely walk. So, I mean, I might just go home and, I can't work today. So, and the fact that it's Friday and that more or less gives me a long weekend, it's just a pure coincidence.
Luckily, we sit down in here, so you'll be fine.
Ah, yes, that is a good point.
Here's Camila Cabello, Snow FM. Oh, wow. 660, the greatest on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you for your Friday.
And Simo, when was the last time you went to a petrol station and fueled up your car?
I haven't had to do that in a while because I haven't had access to a car.
Oh, I was going to say, are you sure that you've got petrol in your car? It could very soon run out.
No, she's been pretty full. I'm trying to use it all before it gets written off.
But Simo, the last time you did go and fill up petrol in your car, nothing out of the ordinary happened. It was pretty stock standard experience, was it?
Yeah, yep.
So you weren't like a couple of people in South Africa?
No.
That went to fuel up their car overnight. This footage of this has gone viral, and they were greeted by a bit of a guest. Simo, you've got the footage there.
Yes.
Just want you to commentate, so click play and just commentate what's happening for us.
I feel like, we should probably go Attenborough, right? It is very...
Do you want to do a David Attenborough?
Yes, here we go.
Impression?
Okay, here we see... The hippopotamus approaching not its natural habitat, but its unnatural habitat. Strolling past a service station now, long loping legs. A van pulls into the service station, and in all honesty, the traffic and personnel around are quite intrigued, but they really don't seem that concerned.
So yes, Simo, a hippo has been filmed. It's going viral, strolling through a South African petrol station. The hippo, it was very casual. It wasn't like attacking people, because I think hippos can actually get up some decent speed and, really hurt people. But it wasn't doing that.
Some decent speed. I know they can, bite people and they got big teeth.
I'm pretty sure they can. Okay, Simo, bring in the hippo. We will race you in a hippo. I reckon the hippo's faster.
Really?
Yeah, not like a marathon or anything like that. I think you've over 42 kilometers, you've probably got it covered.
Hippo.
But over
speed.
A short distance.
Okay.
Okay, Google it. What does it say?
30 kilometers an hour?
Yeah, see, that's
on
quick.
On land, running?
Yeah, see, that's pretty quick.
Yeah, I reckon I could... Nah, I reckon I got that covered. 30k's an hour?
Bring in the hippo!
How fast was Usain Bolt at top speed?
Yeah, Simo, you're not Usain Bolt, though. I mean, there's a couple of differences.
Yeah, a couple.
Just a couple. All right, now, Usain Bolt, top speed.
Oh, wow!
No, that's miles per hour.
Oh, like, okay.
So 27 miles per hour, I think that's about 50-odd kilometres.
Okay, right.
So, yeah, for a second there, you thought a hippo was faster than Usain Bolt.
Yeah, so Usain can still outrun a hippo over 100 metres, probably.
Well, Usain is the only person that can. Simo, I doubt whether you can.
Wow.
But fortunately, this hippo in this petrol station wasn't attacking anyone. It was just casually strolling through.
Yeah.
And then after a while, it just sort of turned around and left on its own accord, perhaps... It saw the price of a bottle of water or something in the servo.
It's interesting in that people at the service station weren't panicking because, obviously they're a bit more native to South Africa than they probably are to Australia.
Well, do you reckon I've never been to South Africa? Is that a thing? Just suppose roam the streets?
Because I assume the reaction of, say, tourists here when you're, cruising through Jindabyne and there's just, kangaroos bouncing across the road, they, lose their minds as they're on their way up to the snow, whereas we're just like, oh, yeah, no, it's just a kangaroo, mate.
Yeah, there's hundreds of them.
Just calm down. Probably the same reaction as South Africans with hippos. Conan Gray, Maniac, new music, Snow FM, breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma, Isuzu, Ute. 23 minutes on the way to 7. And technology in films. Now, you have had a bit of an uptake in your film cinema indulgence of late.
Yes, I have. Well, Simo, you've obviously taken the mickey out of me before about the fact that I tend to not go see too many popular films. I haven't seen, like, any James Bond, any X-Men, any of whatever Hugh Jackman's in, whatever that Wolverine. I've seen Harry Potter. That's something.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. You know, it's just interesting having worked in a cinema.
Yes.
So
I should say most of my time working in the cinema was just eating popcorn.
Yeah, maybe that took the joy out of it for you. But here's something that's been revealed over the last 24 hours. Apparently, according to Rian Johnson, who directed one of the recent Star Wars films.
Wouldn't know, haven't seen it.
Knives Out. He mentioned that Apple prohibits villains from using iPhones on screen.
Really?
Yeah. So anytime that you're watching a film and you spot someone whip out an iPhone, 100% not a bad guy.
So always the good guy has...
Yeah.
That's a weird clause to put... Is that what's in the... Because whenever you sign up to iTunes or buy something from iTunes or whatever,
yeah,
there's about 1,000 pages worth of terms and conditions.
Yep.
And let's face it, no one reads it. You just kind of click it and hope for the best. Is that what that's all made out of? Somewhere on page 4,962, there's... Oh, by the way, if you happen to make a Hollywood movie, only good guys can use Apple products.
It'd be more interesting if it was just applied, you know, across the board. Because I've got a record, and I've got an iPhone. Does that make me a bad guy, and I probably shouldn't have that device?
I think you should give it to me now.
And when I say I have a record, I have a jaywalking 22.
Yes, I was kind of concerned. I was going to bring that up with you in the ad break.
I have a jaywalking offense, $22, but parking tickets as well. No one would have an iPhone anywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I've got a couple of parking tickets.
We've all been bad people by accident.
But Simo, I think the thing is, we're not in movies.
Yeah.
Which is where this kind of, you know, if in the new James Bond movie, Daniel Craig gets a parking ticket because he just parks his Rolls Royce out the front of a building where he shouldn't have. Get rid of his iPhone.
It causes a bit of an issue in those movies, which is a whodunit when you're trying to work out who the murderer is. Everyone's got iPhones and some dude whips out a BlackBerry. You're like, got him. That's him.
Easy. We should be detectives.
Dominic Fike now. This is Three Nights, 20 minutes on the way to 7. Happy Friday morning. Imagine Dragons, it's time. 97.7 Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you. 17 minutes gone past 7. Snow FM at breakfast thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Isuzu Ute. Now, you're not a dog person, nor a cat person, nor a fish person.
Well, no, Simo, I've never had a pet in my life, nor a dog, cat, fish, or any other animal, but you have. You've had a lot of pets in your past.
I've recently discovered, you know, I've been on a journey of self-discovery throughout my many years.
You sound like you're on The Bachelor.
And I have now decided I think I am, hands down, a dog person.
Mm-hmm.
I've even volunteered to walk 3 dogs now, once nice. A week at least. Three Rockies, which are just insane.
Mm-hmm.
They're some very big dogs. Rockies, they're like related to the St. Bernards, I believe, so they're massive.
Are these dogs stronger than you? So are the dogs taking you for a walk, or are you taking the dogs for a walk?
Well, it's a little bit like that on Channel 7's new offering last night. So basically, there's this new show about dog grooming, which has got people a little bit, I guess, just really confused.
Yeah, I mean, confused is the immediate word that springs to mind when you said Channel 7's got a new show about dog grooming.
Yeah, so here, I've got a little bit of it here.
It's not just about cutting off hair, it's about transforming the fur into something incredible.
So you can tell that people are super into it.
Just side note, I want my hairdresser to say that every single time I walk in.
Absolutely. The show's called Pooch Perfect. It's hosted by Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, that's another weird choice.
Well, it turns out, right, she's the daughter of a professional dog handler. Or, like, both her parents are professional dog handlers.
Okay, so she... Maybe that makes more sense. But yeah. No, actually, still that doesn't, because she's like a Hollywood actress now.
I've got some more here.
We're looking for the best pet stylist in the whole country.
And so if you are the best pet stylist in the world, or in Australia,
yeah,
then you win $100,000.
I'm sorry, I just can't get it. Why is Rebel Wilson hosting this TV show?
Yeah, her parents are dog handlers. She probably has...
Yeah, I know, but lots of people's parents are dog handlers and lots of people like dogs. And she's like a Hollywood actress. Like I say, she's in like proper movies with famous people.
Who else? Do you reckon there's any other act... What do you reckon the percentage chance is that there's other actors out there whose parents are dog handlers and they're from Australia? I reckon...
Okay, admittedly, that is a a very niche market, but I don't think they, the people that made this show are going, all right, we're going to set out and make a show all about grooming dogs. Do you know any famous Australian actors or actresses that their parents just happen to be dog handlers and dog groomers?
Who can present it? Yeah,
we'll just Google this.
I completely get what you mean. Mm. Like, you're basically going with Rebel Wilson's star is somewhat waning.
No, no, not that it's waning. I reckon she's doing very well for herself.
Okay.
It's just an interesting... that's the whole confusing thing about it. So, but anyway, so this show, it aired last night.
Well, if you were on the casting couch, are you picking Grant Denyer? Who are you picking to do it?
Well, I mean, yeah, that is a good point. It is nice to have a show not hosted by Grant Denyer.
Although with this one, ironically, I think he'd be quite good at.
The dogs would be bigger than him.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, because she shows off the dogs down the catwalk, so it'd be great. Actually, I think it would be funny if there's a giant St. Bernard or like a really long, luscious, what are the ones that go fast? Greyhounds.
I just think it's funny that you said she takes dogs down the catwalk.
Yeah, you do make a good point.
So what? So this show was last night on, what, Prime 7?
Yeah.
And what are the reviews of it? Are they good? Are they bad? Are they just confused? Yeah. What are people saying?
Lots of confusion because apparently Rebel Wilson, you know, she's making all kinds of jokes that maybe don't belong in family prime time.
Oh, I see.
You know how she's a bit racy? She's a bit like on the edge?
Yeah, she is a bit, tends to go towards the edge. Can we repeat any of the jokes in this time slot or maybe not?
I think we can go.
No, that noise said no. That, even though you said yes, that thinking time said no.
Yeah. I think that an easy one is obviously it's dog grooming.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she opened up the show with like, finally, Australia has put together a show celebrating groomers. That kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
You with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been the joke that I would have opened with, but
no,
still.
Neither. But so I guess we'll look at on with this with interest. Here's a bit more of it.
Being a pet stylist, you can actually change a dog's life.
Groomers, you have 135 minutes to go.
Oh, and that's the other thing.
Oh, hang on. You've got 135 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Let's just calm down with the dramatic music just for a second. Admittedly, I've never groomed a dog. I don't know whether 135 minutes is long or short. It feels like a long time to get the people playing the dramatic music are like, what? We have to do this for another 100? We have to do this for another 2 hours? What?
Also, interestingly, the place where they're doing this dog show looks remarkably similar to the old MasterChef building. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, conspiracies.
Stadium. Milky Chance, that was Cocoon, Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, the name's Bond. James Bond.
There he is.
Got there eventually.
How is he?
Well, Simo, brand new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, is coming up a little bit later on this year. It has been revealed that this movie is going to be super, super, super long. Yesterday, he said it was going to be, I think, 2 hours and 46 minutes.
Ah, yes.
However, conflicting reports now saying that it's going to be 2 hours and 54 minutes long.
Okay.
So almost 3 hours long this movie is.
That's a lot of life.
It's a lot of time, especially if you consider when you go to the movies, they've got all the ads and stuff beforehand and the trailers of other movies.
Do you think it'll be one of those ones you can catch a bit of a nap and then wake up later and still know what's going on?
Look, I mean, James Bond movies, admittedly never seen one, but I assume they have a lot of gunfire and like car chases and all this sort of stuff.
That is, yeah, you're pretty
and
good.
And lots of other loud noises.
Yeah.
But so, it's a long time to like be sitting down.
Definitely.
Just not moving, watching a movie. And you know, even the best movie in the world, if you're sitting down there for such a long time, perhaps it can get a bit boring and your mind can wander.
Hmm.
So I had a bit of a thought last night. Head on over to Snow FM Instagram story if you want to vote on whether this would be a good idea or not a good idea. Do you reckon it should have an intermission?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, you go and see, like, maybe a stand-up comedy show or a play, or you go see your favourite band perform. If they're performing for 3 hours, they're not going to be on stage for 3 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you.
They're going to have a little 10-15 minute break in the middle.
Yes.
So should this movie have an intermission?
I think the intermission was never really designed for the viewers. The intermission was always designed for the people on stage because it's tiring them out. Whereas it's not like Daniel Craig's, you know, live behind the screen.
behind every single screen, every single cinema in the world. He's actually behind the screen.
Yeah, just doing the business. So I can understand your thinking there. Mm. But yeah, some refreshments as well would be nice. Just take a bit of a, you know, have a bit of a walk.
Yeah.
Go to the loo. Call your mates, let them know how it's going.
Mm-hmm. If you have something else to do, you can go and then just come back to the next day and just see the second half of it.
And then sometimes some people don't come back after intermission, or they get really judgy at intermission. You can overhear other conversations. Mm. I don't know if you want that with a film. I think you want to experience the whole thing and then have your own opinion.
So you don't think you should have an intermission. Nah, you should just go all the way through.
Yeah, I'm really excited by this lengthy film because, like I said to you, media now, I'm bored with it. It's all like minute stuff. Everything lasts like 60 seconds because everyone's attention span is like really, really, really little.
Mm.
Like small, haven't got time for you. But James Bond, his Daniel Craig, is like, nah, we're going the whole hog. You're with me or you're against me. 3 hours of delicious 007.
Well, Simo, when I was growing up, when I was in uni, I used to work at a cinema interstate.
Yeah.
And that cinema, we did have some movies and stuff that did have intermissions.
Oh, really?
Sorry, they weren't movies, but it was kind of like... So someone's filmed like a West End play or a Broadway play or something like that.
Okay.
And then they just show it on the big screen.
So you were working in a cinema that was showing pirated musicals.
Yeah, they weren't pirated. I want to stress that. Although some of the camera work was a bit shoddy.
Bit dodgy.
But yeah, so they had intermissions. So, and intermissions, they're crazy time because everyone wants to come and get food and go to the toilet and do all this stuff and run around and then be back as soon as the play, as soon as the next half starts.
Again, it is battle of the sexes as well during intermission because you do notice blokes in the toilets duck off, get the job done, boom, straight out.
Mm.
No line, no queue. The girls, though, they got to powder the nose, maybe take care of the lipstick.
I mean, I
have a bit of a chat. And the lines cascade for days.
Mm, I mean, I think a major part of that is the fact that, okay, Simon, you and I have both been in men's toilets. They are not nice places. You want to spend a long... Even like a really fancy place, the men's toilets will probably be terrible.
You're not sticking around.
No.
Sam Smith, one last song. He did a James Bond track, actually.
He did?
Yeah, Sam Smith right now. It is 18 minutes on the way to 8. Morning. Maybe...
How good is that?
How good is that? We never know.
Well, until we find out what the items are, and then we can work out whether they are good or not.
Oh, then we really know. We really have an opinion once we know what it is.
So what we got all these kind of moral dilemmas that people kind of face in day-to-day life.
Yeah.
People are very opinionated on these. Some people do this, some people don't.
What have we had? We've had yachts, yogurt, and paper airplanes this week.
Yeah, that's more or less it. and we have to try and work out whether these things are good, whether they're good at all. You can give us a call, play along 645-729-977. We don't know what these things are until they play, so we're hearing them for the first time as well.
All right, here is the one for today.
Microwaving your socks and underwear before putting them on if it's cold outside. 3, 2, 1, go.
No.
Yes.
No.
100%. Yeah, that is genius.
Okay. When you say that's genius, is this because you've put this together? You do this?
I've never done this before in my life.
Right, all right.
But I've just heard that now, and I'm like, that is genius. Like, I'm probably not going to do it today.
Right.
But when winter rolls around and it gets colder, I'm 100% going to do that. That's genius.
Isn't the microwave, that's why you have a dryer.
Yeah, you do the dryer as well, but I feel the microwave would be quicker. Surely.
No.
You just whack them in for 15 seconds in the microwave and then they'll be nice and toasty warm.
But it doesn't tumble.
It turns around. There's still movement.
It'll spin around.
It spins around.
Yeah, plus there's a lot of moisture.
Is there?
Well, in your socks, potentially, yeah.
No, I'm not saying when they're, like, wet, after you've washed them.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying once you get them out of the drawer, get them out of the cupboard, and then you pop them in the microwave just for 15 seconds or so and just warm them up before you put them on. I would say 15 seconds would be the maximum. You don't want to go more than that because then you could risk them getting... Because microwave can heat things super quickly and you don't want to... You just want them to be warm. You don't want them to be super boiling hot,
This is the same principle because people have those... What are they? The rice... Pillows and stuff. Have you seen those?
Rice pillows?
They're little rice, you know, they've got a little pack of rice.
They're like a hot water bottle type.
Wheat
pack?
Yeah, wheat pack. Yeah, you're onto it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's just like that. And then you get them all nice and toasty warm and then just remember to take them out because I don't want to be going and like heating up my lunch later on and all of a sudden someone's underwear is in the microwave.
Yeah, it's a bit of a hygiene issue. Would you clean it straight after?
Well, they're going to be clean underwear, so, and clean socks.
Yeah, but...
Look, what I'll do is I'll do it and I just won't tell my housemates. But because I get up early in the morning, they're still fast asleep anyway. What they don't know doesn't hurt them.
But that means also you're only ever going to be using that microwave for this reason, right? Because you know what's been in there.
That is a good... I didn't think of that.
It's like one of those things. Once you know where something's been, you're like, I don't know if I want to go there.
Look, I mean, yeah. But they're clean. They're like clean socks. So okay. I reckon that would be fine. It's just the equivalent of putting like a clean T-shirt in the microwave. Actually, let's do that. Put all of your clothes in the microwave but to warm them up a bit.
But you're an advocate of the hot water bottle as well, right?
Look, I've used a hot water bottle before.
Yeah, rather than... There was some... Because you use that instead of like Vicks Vapor Rub and stuff instead of having a... When you have a cold.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking you're trying to say that Vicks Vapor Rub heats you up somehow
no.
in the cold winter. I'm like,
no.
How are you using Vicks Vapor Rub?
Yeah, not quite like that, but you...
Look, yeah, no, when you have a cold, a hot water bottle's good.
You advocate the hot water bottle as the first thing to do.
Mm.
Yeah, see, I just put on extra jumpers and stuff.
Yeah, like, I mean, that can work too.
Yeah.
Actually, I've just had a thought with the microwave thing. Mm. I mean, would that damage your clothes in some way, microwave and...
Yeah.
It might actually, now I think about it.
Maybe you should check the tags. Doesn't it say if it's like a polyester wash or if things should be tumble dried?
I don't know. So I like, don't read.
One Republic, the love running out. Snow FM, breakfast, Simo and Jordan with you.
And Simo, you have a bit of a love-hate relationship with carbs, carbohydrates.
Yeah, don't mind the... it's all about timing with the carbs.
Mm-hmm.
When do you indulge?
Well, Simo, I reckon this would be something definitely worth indulging in.
Yeah.
It's taken... UK restaurant has taken two foods that already are well-known for their carbs and combine them together
right on.
To make one superfood, which looks very delicious and very carby.
I assume that potatoes are involved.
You assume incorrectly.
No potatoes?
No potatoes.
Wow.
So, Simo, what this is, I'll tell you the name of the dish and then you'll pretty much know what it is.
Okay.
The dish is called lasagna in a pizza.
Oh, yes, right. Okay, I did see this pop up during the week.
So, Simo, what this is the restaurant is making a beef lasagna in the traditional way, but instead of having the top layer of pasta and the bottom layer of pasta, that is being changed to a margarita pizza.
Look, some men and some women just want to watch the world burn, I think.
Really? Yeah. You're not a fan of this?
No, I just think it's... When do we think that we've gone too far?
Well, obviously not now, because this looks amazing.
I think every now and again there comes a time in the human race where you just need to be like, guys... Calm down.
And I think this is not that time. Head on over to SnowFM Instagram story if you want to check out the picture. Let us know as well if you think this is going too far or perhaps not even far enough. This dish also comes served with a portion of fries as well, just in case.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There's the potatoes.
Just in case you're not full enough.
That's where the carbs really are.
Yeah, that's where they all are. But Simo, I love the fact that, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you're looking at the menu and you're picking what food you want.
Yeah.
It'll have the name of the dish and then underneath it'll give you like a little description of what it is.
Yep.
I don't feel that's necessary for this.
No, it's pretty self-explanatory.
If you see on the menu a food called lasagna in a pizza, I would question anyone that goes, I don't actually know what that is. I'm going to read on the little description to find out more information about this dish.
Yeah, but they might have drizzled it with something.
I mean, they may have, but it's still lasagna in a pizza. People know what lasagna is, people know what pizza is, and they've just combined them together, and I am super pumped.
Do you have an issue with too many layers of lasagna, or you're just, like, happy with whatever's going around?
Look, I'm happy with whatever's going around. Why, what's... Do you think, have an issue?
Yeah, I think there is a perfect layer ratio for lasagna.
There's definitely a ratio of meat sauce to pasta. Like, you don't want to get one that has too much pasta, and at the same time, you don't want to get one that has too much meat sauce.
But yeah, and when you're building it up layer-wise, have you ever made one?
Yeah, I made a couple of them.
Yeah, so
actually,
how many layers have you done in your exploits?
I normally go sort of about 5 or 6 layers.
Wow, that's flying really close to the sun.
What?
That's very...
That's stock standard. How many do you have?
Oh, 3 will do.
Really?
Yeah, 3 will do.
That's barely even a lasagna. You've got to have at least sort of 5 or 6 layers.
I
would go perhaps even more.
I'm not sure. If you think that 5 is like fine and like
yes.
normal, I'd love to hear from you. 64-572-977. Because to me, 5 seems excessive.
Really?
And I never can tell with Jordan whether in regards to excessive is your middle name.
I mean, technically it's James, but yes.
So you're Jordan James.
Yeah, I know I am. Yeah. I know.
Great.
Yeah. My parents really like the letter J. Can you tell? But yeah, 645-72-977, give us a call. How many layers do you have on your lasagna?
Yeah,
five or six?
I thought
that's just like the stock standard average amount of layers on your lasagna. But what, two or three?
Three will be fine.
Really?
Five seems like, doesn't get a Leaning Tower of Pisa issue?
That's the whole point. Ooh. It's a Leaning Tower of Pasta. It's delicious.
Also, how many calories you reckon you're dealing with there?
Oh, so many. But when you have lasagna, it's not about counting the calories or the carbs.
Because I found this out during the week. Do you know how many calories, right, a gram of uranium is? You should eat one.
Yeah, we do not endorse eating uranium. How did we get from eating lasagna to eating uranium?
The calories. There's more calories in 1 gram of uranium than there is in that lasagna.
Well, that's just one of the many reasons why I'm not going to have uranium for lunch.
20 billion calories.
20 billion calories?
Yeah. You're better off having the lasagna, Jordan James.
I kind of wonder what scientists are doing when they think, you know what, we got this thing of uranium here. Let's test how many calories it has.
On the way to your 10 o'clock news, sport and weather, Simo and Jordan just hanging out with you.
And Simo, it's time for Rachel G from Admin to open her diary and look back on the week that was.
Here is everything that's gone down this week.
Dear Diary, time to dust off my favourite pen and get writing in the diary so I can keep up with all the boys' shenanigans. The week started off in dramatic fashion when a gas leak caused chaos on the set of American Idol. Just one of the judges didn't get the memo about sounding dramatic.
Do you guys smell gas?
Propane.
It's pretty intense.
We're getting heavy propane.
Heavy.
Or even a slight leak, if you want the truth.
Or even a slight leak.
I just love Katy Perry. It's heavy gas. It's so heavy, we can't breathe. The other guy, it's heavy propane. And then Lionel's like, it's just a slight leak, if you want the truth.
The boys tried their hand at sports commentary.
Look, just don't be a South American soccer commentator. The ones that go, goal. Don't be one of them forever, because otherwise the next half an hour will be the oh! Yeah. Actually, just side note, my favourite part, if you ever watch like South American soccer and you see them score a goal, the commentator goes, goal!
Yeah.
And then they take a breath halfway through.
Goal! Yeah, they do.
So it's like, goal! Oh!
Talked about a very unfortunate pole vaulting injury. Yeah, it's gross.
So that's the pole vault, like the pole, has then decided to stay where it shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And on his way down over the jump, he's copped it right in the nether.
Would you like the technical term?
Yes.
And I can only apologise for this, but the pole ripped through. His testicles.
Wow, the undercarriage.
He required 18 stitches to fix it up. Luckily, this guy is okay, we should say he's perfectly fine.
Makes me feel a little sick, if I'm honest.
Endeavoured to find out what the technical name is for a cheese knife.
And we're just looking for the name of what a cheese knife is actually called.
A cheese knife?
Yeah, so is there a different name that you sell it under? We're just checking.
A brand?
Yep, maybe. Or is there like, I've got, Google has given me this one. A Girol?
Girol.
One of those?
I have no idea.
Learned about baboons' bums.
I've got a bit of stats on baboons' bums if you're interested.
I'm not, but continue.
Baboons' butt tissue is arranged somewhat like, apparently blue photons that are involved there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when the sun hits it and then reflects back into your eyes, all of the red kind of photons are absorbed and only the blue ones make it out. So it's the same reason that, like, the sky is blue.
Simo got very enthusiastic when saying the word, really?
Really?
And Snow FM Survivor wrapped up. Just remind me again who won.
They're all right, Supreme. Because I reckon she's a sure thing.
I'm going to vote for Rachel G to win because she's about the only person in this office who has actually got the capability of blackmailing me, and she does scare me a little.
Gaz is cool, but I'm going to go with Rach because she has played the game hard.
Always good to end the week with a win. Signed, 2020 Snow FM Survivor winner, Rachel G from Admin.
Wow, she's not a sore winner at all, is she?
No, she's certainly not rubbing it in any way, shape or form.
That was Dear Diary with Rachel G from Admin. Catching up with her for a Friday recap is always enjoyable.
And Simo, we are all done and dusted for a Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back to do it all again first thing Monday morning.
Maddie Ray with your workday after 10, and we'll catch you later.
See you then.